Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, yeah. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Tuesday, one step closer to Friday and the weekend. And we're going to keep an eye. I was listening to Sandy Beach this morning. We're definitely going to keep an eye on the upcoming weather for the weekend, while at the same time not losing our perspective that it is Western New York, it is January, and it snows sometimes, and it's not the apocalypse, it's not the end of the world, but it is something that could interfere with whatever you've got going on this weekend. Of course, Phil Kennedy must be in his glory because it's still under 80 degrees. You know, Phil is not a summer guy, meaning he is living in exactly the place he needs to be living. Yeah, this is A-OK with Mr. Flannel Shirt in the next room. Anyway, 9 minutes after three, the WBEN cash code word for the 3 o'clock hour is wonder, as in don't wander without purpose. That was stupid. I can do better than that. I'll think of it. My mind must have been on a wander. Yeah, much better. W-A-N-D-E-R. That is the word to text to 72881, 72881 for your chance at winning $1,000 in the WBEN cash code contest. And as I always like to say, even if you don't usually play stupid radio station contests, you might as well give it a shot because you have zero chance of winning if you don't. And you got at least as much a chance as anybody else if you do. So that's the word wonder. Text it to 72881, 72881. So I want to start off talking about something a little bit different. And this is kind of it's a facetious thing, but it may not be a facetious thing in your household. A story out of Vermont, just like Bernie Sanders is out of Vermont. Well, actually, he's originally out of Brooklyn, but you know his story. Bill would ban cell phone use for those under 21. A bill has been introduced in the state Senate, this is in Montpelier, Vermont, that would make it illegal for anyone under 21 to use or possess a cell phone. The bill would make such possession or use a misdemeanor, punishable by a maximum of time behind bars and a $1,000 fine. Cell phone use while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers. The bill says young people frequently use cell phones to bully and threaten each other, something that has been linked to suicides. The individual who is introduced this bill. Actually, this is a protest bill over firearms legislation in Vermont. And believe it or not, I think the person who is proposing this is actually a Democrat. Yeah, he is. John Rogers from Essex, Orleans, Vermont. He introduced the bill to make a point. I have no delusions that it is going to pass. I wouldn't probably vote for it myself. But this brings to mind a question that I'm kind of interested in hearing your responses on it, and that is, we are now at the point where many of you have not known a world without cell phones. Now, I was a relative latecomer to the cell phone world. My first one, I got it in 1993 at the Boulevard Mall. Yeah, I will never forget that day. I felt like a real live adult. And back then, you know, you'd get so many minutes per month for X amount of dollars, and you didn't have the texting feature. You didn't have, it was just a phone. basically it was a basic phone, and it was about, I was going to say it was about four times bigger than the ones they're putting out now, but the ones they're putting out now are just getting ridiculously large. I mean, they're almost becoming the size of notebooks. So anyway, it was a very basic phone. I don't think you could text on it. I have to go back and check on that one, but it was definitely on the large side. And it didn't have internet capabilities. That much I know. You could not get on the internet, at least with mine. But that was in 1993. But I'm kind of curious because I took some heat for this many, many years ago when at a very early age, like 10, I actually got my daughter a cell phone. And I got her a cell phone in the event of medical emergencies because she is a type 1 diabetic, that is insulin dependent diabetic. So I made sure that she had a cell phone. The grief I took for giving a 10-year-old a cell phone was absolutely incalculable. The circumstances didn't matter to people, that it was basically and really an emergency device to be used for emergency situations. But OMFG, did I take a bunch of you-know-what over that. So here we are in 2020, and the cell phone is more or less a ubiquitous feature of everyday life. I mean, everybody has a cell phone. You may not have a cell phone if you are elderly, super elderly, but geez, my mother has a cell phone, and she's actually got a smartphone. So if she has one at her age, I'm sure that there are more elderly people listening who have them than don't have them. Haven't yet convinced her to do away with other electronic devices, or to expand, for that matter, other electronic devices. Like, she should really have a flat screen HD TV, but she's still using the, circa 1985 television in her house. And is there in 2020 the age at which you trust your kid with a cell phone? And because we are basically 30 years into the cell phone craze, and look, I'm exaggerating because I realize in the old days there were cars with phones. There were some doctors who had radio telephones in their cars. There were, the upper crust has always had access to better communications, just like they have access to better everything else. But for most of us, the mass wave of cell phone sightings, as opposed to UFO sightings, I'm going to call it about 30 years, give or take. So, and I remember the first person I knew that had a cell phone was involved in a small business, and the cell phone was roughly, the body of it was the size of a car battery. It's the best way I can phrase it. And then the cradle was the top of the unit, and it had pretty much a standard handset that you would pick up and use to call. And they were very, very stingy, if you will, about the minutes that you could actually have. Remember, the first cell phone call I ever made was from what is now Charlie the Butcher's, believe it or not, at Cayuga and Worley in Williamsville. It was something else then. Was it at the Cleveland Diner? I forget, but it's really immaterial. But is there an age where you trust your kids in 2020 with a cell phone? And there's a reason I ask this, and it is because the cell phone is not just a cell phone anymore, and it has not been for quite some time, and this is not exactly breaking on the cusp news. The cell phone is essentially a pocket-held computer on which making phone calls is one of many apps that you can utilize as part of its functionality. I mean, we call them cell phones, but they're really basically small versions of laptops. Your cell phone now in 2020 is, I have no doubt, I don't know the science of this, but it is no doubt faster and more powerful than the top-of-the-line desktop computer in 1993. I mean, we were still dealing with dial-up internet back in 1993, and you've got mail. Remember that? Remember how happy you were when you had mail before the spammers got involved to a great degree? So in 2020, what is, if you are a parent, I'm just curious how values have changed regarding technology because of the fact, and maybe values haven't changed, but because of the fact, too, that these things are little computers. And I had people way back when saying, you know, when we did a show on PCs and whether, not politically correct stuff, but personal computers, and whether kids ought to be allowed to have PCs in their own rooms. And the consensus of the callers the day we did that show way back when was absolutely not, because too much can happen online that the parents aren't even aware of. And this goes back to chat boards and instant messaging well before Facebook, well before Twitter. So, and looking back on your own life, I mean, if you are, you can be 40 years old and you still remember about how old you were when you got your first cell phone. Is your kid's cell phone moving ahead here in 2020, if you are a parent and you're dealing with the issue of cell phones and kids, do you give your 10-year-old a cell phone? Or do you give your 5-year-old a cell phone? And again, kind of complicating the whole matter is the idea that a smartphone is basically a smaller version of the computer. And anything that can be done on a computer can be done on a cell phone. And do you really want your 5-year-old alone in the bedroom with a cell phone and with access to all that is part of the internet, the good, the bad, and the ugly? So I have to tell you, I'm a little bit out of touch on this because my kids are older, and obviously they can go anywhere they want on the internet, and they have had cell phones for many, many years. And I might add, along the way, many, many, many busted cell phones. It amazes me how many cell phones they have been through and how somehow I've been able to maintain every cell phone I've had without having to replace it due to damage or dropping it in water or, you know, running it over with a car, something like that. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So you got to tell me, what is protocol now if you've got kids for the appropriate age to give them a cell phone or a smartphone? Is it 5 years old? Is it 8 years old? Is it 10 years old? What was your decision in your household? I think cell phones, in many cases, the greatest things ever invented, but at the same time, they were among the worst things ever invented. You know, there's a joke about meetings at work. How many times have you been at an important meeting at work, important stuff is being discussed, and you're making a presentation, and you look out over the coworkers of yours, none of them are watching you, they're all on email or they're all on text on their cell phones. I mean, there's no doubt that the cell phone has dramatically cut down people's personal one-on-one social interactivity, and not in a good way. And I'm not a Luddite by any means, but everything in balance. So for the parents of 2020, what is the appropriate age to let your kid have his or her own cell phone? And how old were you when your parents let you have a cell phone? I'm really curious about this. I want to see if attitudes have changed at all since I caught holy hell when I gave my 10-year-old daughter a cell phone. Here is Scott in Kenmore. Scott, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Well, I got my first cell phone, my wife and I should say, we had an infant at the time and we were driving down to South Carolina. So I think it was 2002 when we got our first cell phone. And then as far as my children, I think we got my older son, he's going to graduate from St. Joe's this year, but I think we got him his first cell phone. He was a freshman. And then with
and may I ask about what year? Well, if he was a freshman, that would have been just 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes, yes. And then we got my daughter, who's 14, a cell phone when she went into eighth grade because the schools in Kenmore are a little different. And you actually, in eighth grade, you start high school because they close some schools. And for convenience factors, the kids go to the high school. So we wanted her to be able to get in touch with us because, in theory, when she was in eighth grade, she was in classes or could have been in classes with someone who's a senior. And I didn't agree with that. And I was like, if you have to call me, you know, here's a phone type thing. So I would say eighth grade, freshman year.
Okay. Eighth grade, freshman year. And this is as of roughly 2015, 2016, 2017.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm trying to compensate for the age disparity between your son and your daughter. Did you run into any issues with your kids having cell phones, even as teenagers?
I would say no, because I don't really think they use them as telephones. They use them, like you were saying, a computer, or, you know, with all the apps, they could be sitting next to each other and they're texting each other.
Yeah. Have you noticed a diminution in your kids' ability to communicate one-on-one since the cell phone came into the picture?
I'm going to say no, because I'm a strict parent, and I'm sure there's a million strict parents out there. I don't let them get away with it. They might have tried or started to lose.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Communication and so on and so forth face-to-face, but I, you know, no cell phones at the dinner table. After 8 p.m. at night, cell phones get turned off. I can actually control the Wi-Fi, and even my 17-year-old, you know, he gets mad at me, but I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not paying this money for you to go to St. Joe's so you blow off your homework and talk with your friends all night, you know.
Well, how about the argument that I'm sure has come up? But, Dad, I need to be on Wi-Fi because I'm doing a term paper.
And we live in the village of Kenmore, and there's a wonderful library within 15 houses from where we live. So, you know, I tell them you can go do the old-fashioned Dewey Decimal.
Well, I know exactly where you live now, but I'm glad you called, and thanks for leading us off today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so eighth grade and freshman year, or actually, yeah, eighth grade and early high school is when his kids got cell phones, and that was within the last 5 years or so. So how old did your kid have to be before it was cell phone time for you moms or you dads? because it wasn't all that long. All right, so it was a while ago that I caught hell for giving my 10-year-old daughter at the time a cell phone. It didn't matter to some people that she had type 1 diabetes and I needed her to be able to contact anybody if there was an emergency. It was I was viewed as Satan for giving a 10-year-old girl a cell phone. And I might be. You never know. Wouldn't be the first people to say that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. At what age is the right age to give your kid a cell phone? And as you look back on your life, when did you get your first cell phone? And if you want to be honest and man up or woman up, did you abuse the privilege? I mean, like I said, I mean, cell phones, the smartphones are great, but they're really little computers, and you can access some pretty graphic things on your cell phone. I wouldn't advise doing it over the work Wi-Fi, but that's another story. Oh, baby, it is Bowerly. The WBEN cash code word is wander. Hey, I've got one. One of the greatest radio personalities in Buffalo history was a guy named Art Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R. Not his real name. It was a little bit longer, but Art Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, and you can text it. I loved Art. You can text it to 72881, 72881. Art Wander was a sports guy, and he was so passionate about sports. He preceded the Chuck Dickerson era, and Artie Baby Boo Boo, I'll tell you, that was a personality. And that was a guy who was just enormously, enormously talented and a real down-to-earth guy, man. I worked with Art, and I just, he was just a great, great, great human being. Loved the man. And I don't know if Art is still with us, but my goodness, because sometimes, you know, the problem is when you've been doing something for so long, as I have, You kind of forget who's still around and who isn't and who is among the living and who isn't. So, Artie, if you are alive and listening, no disrespect intended. You know what it's like. You know how quickly people come and go in the media business. And sometimes people will say, oh, I worked with you back in 1994, and I draw a blank because you see so many people come and go in sales and promotions and the other aspects of a radio station. It's very, very difficult to keep track of everybody. And I'm sure whatever it is you do for a living, you might work for the Postal Service and have the same issue. You know, somebody says, hey, I did a couple of shifts with you back in 1997, and your eyes kind of gloss over, and it's like, really? And then you kind of wonder if you're losing your mind. I have that thought. Art is still alive. Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that. Well, I hope he's listening because I love and loved Art Wander as a great talent. Now, John Otto is no longer with us. John Otto, I will tell you without hesitation, and I think Sandy Beach would agree with that, with this assessment, John Otto was the greatest talk show host who ever lived in Western New York. No matter how much you like me, no matter how much you like Sandy or anybody else on the radio, nobody and nothing will ever be better or as good as John Otto. And if you doubt what I'm saying, there are enough tapes online of John Otto for you to get the flavor of what the man was really about. I don't know how I got onto this tangent, but you'll forgive my stream of consciousness radio. Comes with winter depression. You know, I'm a little bit blue over the past week or so. I'm not going to lie. And part of it is we had some tragic news last week, and part of it is just, you know, the fact that it's January, you know, trying to get over the hump after the holidays. So this is it's a seasonal thing for me. And when I get into my seasonal funk, I generally start to, I think about people that I've come across in life that have made, you know, that have had an influence or people who made a difference, if you will, and just kind of like to reminisce about having been exposed to those people. Now, I have not graduated to the point where I have one of those sad light hats that they wear in Alaska because they don't see the sun. But I do actually have a sad light at home that my kids gave me for Christmas a few years back, which is a pretty good invention. Anyway, what we're talking about right now is something that this is not a blow-off topic. I don't want anybody to think that. I take this really seriously because, you know, I over the years, if you've listened enough, I like to keep an eye on big trends. And I also like to keep an eye on people's changing values. For instance, one of the most tectonic changing values that I've seen doing this for a living is people's attitudes toward gay marriage. Now, you may not be in favor of gay marriage yourself, but I guarantee you most of the generation after the baby boomers have no issue with it whatsoever. I have no issue with it whatsoever. In 1983, if you had told me that it would be legal in the United States for a woman and a woman to marry each other or a man and a man to marry each other, I would have said, you got to be kidding me. But the values of society have changed. Some would say they've deteriorated. Some would say they have advanced. But it is what it is. And I view it in the context of marriage equality. And I just simply leave it at that, and that everybody ought to have equal rights under the 14th Amendment. And who the hell am I to judge who somebody loves and who somebody doesn't, or marriage and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, people's attitudes on that have changed. And what I'm kind of doing today as a cultural anthropologist, and I'm not trying to rip off anybody else's shtick, but I'm trying to figure out your attitudes on cell phones and your kids and how they have changed. And if you're just joining us, and you'll forgive the repetition if you've been listening for a while, I beg your pardon on that. But after my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, I got her a cell phone. She was 10 years old when she initially presented. And I remember going on the air and talking about giving my 10-year-old daughter a cell phone, and people... there were, I would say, 60, 65% of people who called in were furious with me. They thought I was the most irresponsible parent ever for giving a 10-year-old a cell phone, even with the medical precondition that made her get that cell phone at such an early age. So I'm trying to figure out in 2020, for those of you who have kids and you remember when you gave them the cell phone, what is the proper age to give your kid a cell phone? Is it when they're 5 years old? Is it when they're 10? Is it when they are 15? Because I don't know. And I'm curious if things have changed since back in 2011 when I went on the air and told the story. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, Phil Kennedy, who is in the next room, do you mind if I tell this story on the air? Okay, Phil Kennedy received a cell phone when he was in high school. Phil, you were a freshman in high school?
Yeah, that's like 2004.
Okay, so I suddenly feel very old. I was a freshman in like 1928. But... Phil got a cell phone, and he didn't know that his parents didn't get the texting package as part of the cell phone. Anybody want to take a wild guess what the Kennedys' first cell phone bill was for little Phil's cell phone? Yeah, you're not going to come close. How does $672 sound? That was the result of endless texts being sent by Phil Kennedy. Now, I would add, without belaboring the point, because I want to hear from you guys on this. This is something of great interest to me for the reasons I have aforestated stated. What age is the right age to hook your kid up with a cell phone? And we also have to remember, and this will be something new for people who have just tuned in, but today's cell phones aren't just phones. They are little computers with access to the internet and everything on the internet. German dungeon porn, immigrant porn. I mean, somebody once said, think about a genre of porn and somebody has already beaten you to it. Not to mention images that are not suitable for children. There are some uncensored news sites which show very graphic depictions of violence. And, you know, it's almost like, and look, I'm anything but a prude, but I do think that a child's innocence and wonder should be preserved for as long as humanly possible. And, you know, when I was growing up, I'll tell you, I was an early bloomer. And if the internet had been around when I was coming of age, I probably wouldn't have left the room for most of my teenage years. You know what I'm saying? And these days, because it was like, it was this mysterious thing, personal human interaction, a mysterious thing. And now, I mean, any kid with a modicum of curiosity and no supervision can access all of that stuff, and there's no more wonderment at it. There's no more. It's how do I say this? It's like the end of the innocence. And, you know, it's like, are we in a generation now where 7-year-olds no longer have that kind of virginal innocence that 7-year-olds had when you and I were growing up, if we're roughly the same age? Let's go to June in North Buffalo. June, you are on WBEN.
Hi.
Hey, June. What is the right age to give your kid a cell phone, or when did you get your first cell phone?
Probably in my 40s.
Okay. Well, I was 30 when I got my first cell phone. I was a more or less grown man.
Well, I'm 78, so.
So what do you make, what today, like when you talk with your kids who presumably have kids, what was the right age where your grandkids perhaps got cell phones?
My grandkids got cell phones when they were teenagers. But my great-granddaughter, who is 6, we bought her one for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Grandma and grandpa supply... Oh, I'm sorry, your great-granddaughter. Grandma and grandpa supplied the cell phone to a 6-year-old. Did that meet any resistance from mom and dad?
We talked about it beforehand, and she's always supervised. So the thing is she's a real pain with... taking my phone, taking his phone, taking mommy's phone, taking everybody's phone. This way she's got the limited phone. She can only call certain people and stuff.
Okay.
And so, and it plays games and different things, but she doesn't have internet.
Is she all about, so she can't do Candy Crush or anything like that. It's just simply for voice and text communication, I presume.
She has a few games, kids' games.
Like, okay, all right, that have been downloaded for her by an adult.
I think she downloads them herself.
Under adult supervision. And, you know, that's kind of freaky in and of itself, that a 6-year-old kid takes up a smartphone and knows almost intuitively how to work the damn thing, and I'm 56 and I even went to college, and I can't figure out half the apps on the damn thing.
Sometimes she helps me.
Yeah, that is, it's frightening, and yet it is a vision of the future and actually a vision of the present. I think more kids are getting cell phones around the age of 5 and 6, and I'm trying to determine that by hearing from enough people to steer me one way or the other. So on balance, do you think that most kids are able or should be able to get a cell phone when they're 6 years old, like your great-granddaughter got from you?
It depends on the kid. I mean, she can work my tablet better than I can. I mean, she's really, and her vocabulary is just about as good as yours. So she's kind of out there. I mean, she's really kind of smart. So, but she's already getting kind of bored with it now that she can carry it and it's there and she could look at it and use it. So, you know, it's like anything else. If you got too much of it, you just, that's it, you know.
Very, very interesting. All right. Well, I hope her vocabulary isn't as wide as mine is on the more nefarious side of things, because I can be a very creative cusser. Thank you, June, for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anybody? Okay. Is 6 years old too young to give a kid a cell phone? Or is that what you guys are doing these days? Because I got to tell you, I'm out of touch. My kids are grown up now. So I don't know what you guys are doing. And I want to find out. Like I said, this ain't some throwaway blow-off fluff topic. This is kind of an interesting peek into what's going on out there. And I don't like feeling out of touch, but I don't know what the right age is in 2020 to give a kid a cell phone. And you got to help me. Let's get right back to the calls. How young is too young for your kid to get a cell phone? What is the appropriate age in 2020? I don't know. Here's Todd in Elma. Todd.
I'm glad I could help you today.
Thank you.
I'm thinking 13 or 7th grade. I had no inkling to give my kids electronics. Quite frankly, I'd like to go fishing and use mine for a weight. But I ran into problems where after school sports started at school level, and we were not getting information because my kid didn't have a phone to call me and tell me that a game was canceled or this was canceled. And apparently the general alert apps that everybody gets these days for that weren't being used by coaches. So finally I just said, uncle, seeing I couldn't trust the adults, and got my kid a phone and put her in a place of responsibility. But even at that, if it wasn't for that, I still wouldn't have them have one till probably high school. And again, it's just for communication.
So this is I'm going to call this a special circumstances cell phone with a specific goal in mind that you had. And give me the age of your child again when the child got the cell phone.
13. It was for her 13th birthday, to give her a little surprise type of thing. And
how many times before her 13th birthday did she say, but Dad, all my friends have cell phones?
Well, he says with hesitation, I am old school, and everybody and her friends, and she knows it. And honestly, she's even said that the drama around the phone is kind of a pain. She took herself off of social media a couple times because it's just gotten too stupid.
Oh, my God. You know what? She is one smart princess. I will tell you that, because I'm going to make 2020 drama-free.
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely, positively.
Yeah, I'm just going to shoot him with my arrow, and then she can put it in the wall and remember why it happened.
Of course, you're speaking metaphorically. I understand that. Todd?
I'm going to make her hold it while I shoot it.
All right, Todd, thanks for the call.
All right, take care.
All right, 13 years old. She gets her cell phone, but it was because of a very specific reason. So in 2020, you guys, I need your help on this. In 2020, what is the age at which your kid should have a cell phone? So if your kids have come of age in the last 20 years, at what age did you get your kid a cell phone? Now, I should point out that even though my daughter got her cell phone because of the type 1 diabetes with which she was diagnosed, my son got his cell phone around the time he turned 10 years old, and he does not have diabetes. So I kind of caved a little bit and made his cell phone a non-situationally contingent cell phone. But I must have raised him okay, because he just bought himself a Fender Stratocaster. So with the maple fretboard, and it's American made. So, you know, if he doesn't end up wanting to play, at least he's got somebody to give it to.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.